Her voice is alluring, her looks compelling. She's a singer and musician who's not afraid to be dramatic and vulnerable at the same time. She hearkens to another era while remaining utterly contemporary. Anna Calvi is the kind of singer who makes you sit up and listen.
A hopeless letter finds you well. Been in the desert for so long.
Anna Calvi's self-titled debut album is out now, and she joins us from the BBC studios in London. Thanks for being with us, Anna.
Thanks very much.
So, Anna, here are some of the singers that I've heard you compared to. Edith Piaf, Nina Simone, Maria Callas even. That is a pretty impressive group of women. Do you really see yourself as kind of part of that group or following in those footsteps?
Well, they've definitely been a huge inspiration to me. When I started singing, it was about 5 years ago, and I just really learned from listening to them sing, which it was an extremely inspiring thing to do.
You've played music since you were very young. You started on the violin, is that right?
Yeah.
And then switched to guitar. How did you begin singing?
I always wanted to be a singer, but I felt because I'm quite shy, I didn't think that I had it in me. I mean, a lot of it is an emotional thing. When you sing, your emotions just completely are conveyed in your voice. So if you feel afraid of being open, you can hear that. So a lot of the challenge was to just let go of that feeling of wanting to be held in and just really go for it.
Which singer would you say has had the greatest influence on you?
In a way, I'd say Maria Callas, because the tone of her voice is very rich, and there's something quite confrontational about it, almost quite ugly in some way, but that's what gives it its beauty, and I really listened to her a lot when I was trying to find my own voice.
I love that description, confrontational. Is that something that you then aim for as a singer, that idea of being somewhat confrontational in your singing?
I think what I aim for is really just to be as true and honest and emotional as I can, which, you know, is something that someone like Edith Piaf had, just a sense of completely giving everything and not being afraid of how raw and vulnerable that made her, which is what gives her so much power as a singer.
Well, you really do take risks in some of your songs. I'm thinking of a song like The Devil, for instance. Do you think of that as a song where you did take some risks and you know, perhaps it's a style that won't necessarily appeal to everyone?
I think that's the beauty of art, that it's subjective and some people hate something and some people actually fall in love with something. And when I was making my record and when I was writing the songs, I really just wanted to make something that was true to my own particular artistic vision, and The Devil was an example of that. It just comes from a very honest place.
The album begins not with your voice, but with a sort of fairly long sort of musical riff. Why did you start the album that way?
It's like the idea of to go really deep into your imagination or to really be taken away somewhere else. It's like being hypnotized, and you can't just hypnotize someone and expect them to be in that place. You have to take them there. So I wanted to have a piece of music that began the album, which really slowly took you into this world.
How did you choose the song to come out of that piece of music?
Well, I think No More Words works really well because, I mean, I could have gone with a really bombastic song, singing really loud, but I really liked the idea of retaining mystery. I don't really sing with more than a whisper, so I still at that point haven't given everything away. I think it's nice because I think an album should feel like a journey, and that's what I really wanted to try and achieve.
One of my favorite songs on the CD is Desire. Can you tell me a little bit about that song and what inspired it and what you're going for there?
What I wanted to do with Desire was to have a kind of a melodic motif that just kept building and building, and it's kind of like a metaphor for desire. So you hear it in a harmonium and then you hear it in the guitar, the same melodic refrain, and it just grows throughout the song as the desire becomes stronger. This melody is heard in more and more instruments until at the end it's almost bursting. For me, it's really important that the music is telling you half the story. It's telling you as much about what the song is about as the lyrics are.
I wanted to ask you also about your stage presence. I have not seen you perform live, but you're very dramatic on stage. You have what's been described as a kind of flamenco look, slicked back hair, very red lips. So what is it that you want to convey in your performances as well?
I mean, I feel that every aspect of my art is all encompassing. So that ranges from obviously the music and the artwork on the album and how I look as well, and I really wanted to find clothes that expressed the passion in my music, and I really got inspiration from flamenco outfits because they express so much the romance and passion of flamenco music. And I mean, I think playing live is a very fulfilling experience for me because it allows me to be very fearless and strong.
Anna Calvi, her self-titled album is out now. She joined us from London. It was really great talking with you, Anna. Thanks.
Thanks very much.
But even this moment is running out of time.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen returns next week. I'm Lynn Neary.